WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, it's Jessica Lane here. And welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. Today we're diving into something super important. Cultivating positivity and focusing on the good in life. You know, those days when everything feels a little off? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, the worries, the what-ifs. But what if I told you that shifting your focus just a little bit could make a world of difference? Not only for your mental well-being but also for your entire outlook on life. Trust me, this is more than just sunshine and rainbows. It's about building resilience, finding joy in the everyday, and creating a happier, healthier you. So, let's get into it. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate positivity and focus on the good. Number 1, practice gratitude. Seriously, this is huge. Take time each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind gesture from a stranger. It sounds simple, but shifting your attention to what you're grateful for can completely change your perspective. Remember that awesome feeling when you finally conquer a challenging task? That sense of accomplishment? That's gratitude in action. Number 2, challenge negative thoughts. Ever find yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of what ifs and coulda shoulda? Those pesky voices can be so convincing, right? But guess what? You have the power to challenge them. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, those thoughts are just exaggerations or fears that aren't based in reality. By questioning them, you can start to break free from their hold. Number 3, surround yourself with positive people. Think about the people in your life who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Those are the folks you want to spend more time with. On the flip side, it's okay to create some distance from those who drain your energy or bring negativity into your space. Remember, you have the right to choose who you allow into your circle. Number 4, take care of your physical health. It sounds obvious, but a healthy body supports a healthy mind. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, and moving your body regularly. Even a short walk in nature can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour dirty water into a clean vase, right? The same goes for your mind and body. They deserve the best care possible. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. We all make mistakes, we have off days, and that's perfectly okay. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some understanding and support. Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, even when things aren't perfect. Now, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling groggy, the weather outside is gloomy, and you have that mountain of emails staring back at you. It's easy to let those negative vibes take over, right? But what if you decided to shift your focus instead? What if, before reaching for that phone and scrolling through social media, you took a few deep breaths, stretched your body, and gave thanks for the simple fact that you're alive and well? Maybe even put on your favorite song and dance around your living room. You see what I mean? Small changes can make a big difference. So, here's the takeaway. Cultivating positivity is an ongoing practice, not a destination. It takes conscious effort, but the rewards are worth it. By incorporating these tips into your daily routine, you can start to shift your mindset, attract more good vibes into your life, and create a happier, healthier you. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here with you every step of the way. Now, go out there and spread some positivity. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of good vibes, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag CleanGirlEnergy. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay radiant, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.